Hi, sis. I've been trying to reach you all day, but I guess you're busy. Listen, I promised to give you the details of what happened between me and Kurt, and I'm going to be pretty busy the next few days, so here they are. I hope you have enough tape on your answering machine. This is going to be one long message. So, I told you that I asked him what he wanted for his birthday, and that he said me. I told him I was serious, and he said he was too. He said he wanted to blindfold me, tie me to his bed, and tease me for hours. It rather paralleled what I wanted to do to him for his birthday, so I agreed. Rather enthusiastically, I might add. The party was at his sister's house, just a couple of doors down from his place. Her boys were at a sleepover, and Jane went all out. She organized a really fun bash for her baby brother's 34th birthday. It started pretty early at 3. The weather was unusually perfect, sunny and almost warm. There was a wide variety of people there, coworkers of his, friends from his motorcycle club, people from the marina, friends of his from college, even a couple of his ex-girlfriends. Kurt's this real gentle giant type that everyone loves. I think you'd really like him. Anyway, we talked and laughed, ate, drank, danced. We played cards and taboo and a few other games and generally had a great time. Kurt had to be social with all the guests, of course, since they were there for his birthday, but he kept coming back to me, finding me wherever I was. He would rest his hand on the back of my neck, teasing my skin with his fingers, making me shiver, making my nipples hard. Sometimes he'd slip up behind me and rest his chin atop my head, cross his arms over my chest, and press against me with a sigh. I contributed to his sexual frustration by running my hands down his thighs or wriggling my fingers up under his shirt, teasing the skin above his waistband. At about 10:30, Kurt found me and whispered in my ear that he wanted me to go to his place and wait for him on his bed. He didn't have to ask me twice. So anyway, I found Jane and said good night, worked my way through the remaining people, and headed out to my car, which I'd parked outside his place. I grabbed a shopping bag with the toys in it and my overnight bag and let myself into his place. I put my hair up and took a quick shower, then changed into a nice creamy silken nightie with one of those delicious filmy wraps. I unpacked the toys. Just a dildo, anal beads, a slimline vibrator. Also, lubricant, the usual condoms, and a few silk scarves. Then, feeling rather languid from the scotch I'd had earlier in the evening, I stretched out face down on his bed and took a little nap. A very short one. When he came into the room, I woke up, but I pretended to be napping still. He undressed, poked at the toys I'd arranged on his dresser, and then took a quick shower. He woke me by sliding his hands up my calves, along the backs of my thighs, slipping my nightie up. He kissed my ass and ran his tongue teasingly along the cleft. I moaned and tried to roll over, but he stopped me. He kissed my low back, finding that place at the base of my spine that always sends this Electric shock of pleasure through me, making my toes curl, and his hot breath on my skin made me whimper and purr. He eased the wrapper off, kissed my exposed shoulders and the base of my neck. God, I love having my back worshipped. It's such an erogenous zone for me. He ran his hand down my spine, down over my ass, and slipped it between my thighs. I arched my back and wriggled myself against his hand. He sucked his breath in between his teeth when he felt my wetness. He made such an interesting strangled noise. Part sigh, part whimper, part groan. He ran his fingers teasingly along my outer labia, pinched them together. His questing fingers found my clit, and it was my turn to suck my breath in on a hiss and let it out on a long, low moan. Yes. He chuckled and got up from the bed, trailing his juicy fingers down my thigh. He never broke contact with me, and in what seemed like a heartbeat or two, he was back on the bed, his hands slipping up my arms, stretching them above me. I felt the slide of the silk against my skin, and he carefully bound my wrists together with a scarf, then looped another one between my forearms and knotted it at my wrists. He queried me about my comfort, and I sighed for him, testing the bonds. I told him it was secure, but not so tight as to cut off circulation. He said good, then slipped a scarf over my eyes, blindfolding me. I felt this little thrill, followed shortly by a twinge of apprehension, I guess. Anticipation, apprehension. God, it's been almost a decade since I last had a lover interested in bondage, which, you know, is a bit of a kink for me. I've known Kurt for 9 months now, and I trust him, but I never know when I try a new scenario with someone what'll happen. I never know what is touched deep inside the psyche of a man the first time he's got me trussed up and sexually aroused. But I was about to find out, and, well, the excitement of discovery far outweighed my caution. He worked his way down my body, running those big hands over me, using his mouth on my skin, teasing me so deliciously that I soon lost all sense of time and self. You know how I get. You've heard me often enough when Drew and I went at it. So, at some point, he pulled me down toward the foot of the bed and told me to get on my knees, which I did. And he kneeled there, and sweetie, he pressed his face into me and ran his tongue from my clit to my ass. Damn, it felt good. I know I yelped and moaned and tried to squirm away, but he dipped his thumb into my pussy and then slipped it into my ass. He spread his palm over my sacrum and flexed his fingers and held me in place as he sucked at my clit and nibbled at my labia and ground his whole fucking face into me. I came, of course. Hard and fast, a dual anal and clitoral orgasm. God, it bore relentlessly down on me and hit me like a fucking train. I know it was a hard climax, and I know I was loud because my throat was raw afterwards. But that's all I know, except a lingering memory of intense pleasure. I crawled forward on the bed and collapsed there, just trembling and twitching to the occasional aftershock. Kurt turned me over and kissed my mouth. I tried to put my arms around his neck, but he tugged my wrists up over my head and tied the loose ends of the second scarf to the headboard. I thought it was a bit mean of him because I really wanted to touch him, but I didn't say anything. I just pouted a little, which made him groan and kiss me. What happened next was nothing short of torment. When Tony called me a pleasure slut, I understood immediately how well that label suits me, even if the word slut did get my back up at the time. He said it with admiration and longing, not derisively, not with any intent to insult. It's what I am. But anyway, Kurt definitely played to my pleasure slut nature. He had my flesh leaping and the deep moans rising for me as he played with my breasts. He's determined to make me come just from stimulating my nipples the way Drew used to. He's getting there. He's got a good mouth. He just needs to vary the intensity more, I think. Anyway, at one point he had the slimline vibrator and he was using it on me, trailing it along my skin, teasing my nipples with it. I was writhing around on the bed, writhing enough that he asked me if he needed to tie my legs down. I whimpered and said no and tried to calm down. I tried to be still, but it was such an effort, and he was distracting me with so much pleasure, his mouth on one nipple, the vibrator on the other. He wasn't giving me any rest. I begged him to touch me, to touch my clit, to fill me with his fingers, with his cock, with anything. Just fill me. I ached so. And he laughed then. It was the first time I'd heard him laugh that way, but they all do it, my lovers. They all end up doing that quasi-delighted chuckling as they power trip on my pleasure, my begging, my absolute, nakedly transparent need. And sweet, gentle, endlessly patient Kurt, well, he definitely took his time working his way down my body, sampling my skin with his fingers and his mouth, until I practically screamed with relief when he reached my hips. I was dizzy from panting, I was so worked up, and so sensitized that I knew it would not take much to push me over to make me come. And God, I wanted to come. I begged him to make me come, and he said, no, not yet. And he played with me. He teased my inner thighs with the vibrator, blew his hot breath on my bare pussy, marveled aloud at how wet I was. And the whole time I trembled and moaned and thrashed and tugged on my bonds, and he just chuckled and kept teasing me. At some point, something happened in me. Something happened, and I started crying. Crying from sheer frustration. It was too much. Too much. Too intense. I needed a release sooner. I was going to take that dive that would separate my mind from my body until it was safe to come back. Until I could come back to awareness of my body without feeling I was going to short circuit. I don't know how he knew it, but he knew it, and he slipped two fingers into me. And he bent his mouth to my clit, and I came. Oh, fuck. I came so hard. He had to wrap his arms around my thighs and hold me in place as I convulsed and screamed my way through this staccato series of stunning orgasms. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. God, I lost count. I couldn't count. I was beyond coherency. I knew only the sensation of his fingers plunging into me, hooking against my pubic bone, stimulating my G-spot, wringing one orgasm after another out of me, and then, in the midst of another climax, he pressed my thighs up to my chest and thrust into me hard and deep. He drove into me, and God, it hurt. It hurt so good. And I was helpless to move, to do anything but lay there under him and wriggle my ass up to meet him and let the orgasms roll through me as he plunged into me until he came, finally, jabbing deeply into me, these amazing groans coming from him as his cock twitched and pulsed and he emptied into me. And when he finished, he pushed the blindfold off and kissed me and looked deep into my eyes and said it was the best birthday present he'd ever had. He snuggled his long body up against me and we fell asleep then. Me covered in our sweat and cum, my arms still tied above my head. That was quite amazing. Of course, it wasn't the end of things, but I've been telling you this story for quite a while, and I need to go. If you want to hear more, I know you'll call. Anyway, I hope you have a good day, sis. Talk to you sometime soon. Bye.